On the Owatonna Coaches Show, Kevin Stelter is the boys' track coach for the Huskies, who had a rescheduled meet, at least I think it was a meet that was rescheduled when you went up to Lakeville earlier this week, but also had a meet down in Austin, so the throwers and runners and leapers were all kept very busy this week. Kevin, how did it go?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. We've done our two meets a week, you know, basically Tuesdays and Thursdays, so we wrapped up our conference triangular schedule with our final meet at Austin. It turned out to be a quad. Faribault was there as well as Mankato West, Austin, and us. And our guys had a very good day. We ended up getting nipped by Austin by 5 points towards the end of the meet there. And like I said, but otherwise, our guys who have been doing well all year continue to do well. Zach Stromsky won the 100 and went placed second to 200. Our 4x4 relay ran one of their better times of the year and took first place, as well as Colton Campbell won the pole vault, and Keenan Young continues to dominate in the both 110 hurdles and 300 hurdles. So, and then, yeah, we went up to Lakeville North. That was a meet that was supposed to be earlier this year when we had a snowstorm on Saturday, so we moved it to this past Thursday, and our guys again did real well. That usually it's the Lakeville Mega Meet. There's usually 12 to 14 boys teams and about a dozen girls teams. Obviously, this length of the year, they weren't able to get that many to commit to it again. So on the boys' side, it was five teams, and on the girls' side, it was three, and we ended up in second place behind Lakeville North. But again, all of the guys that have been doing real well this year continue to do that. And Keenan Young ended up running his best time in the 110 high hurdles. He's now running the fifth fastest time in the state in the 110 hurdles, and the fastest time in the state in the 300 hurdles. Our 4x4 ran their fastest time of the year, so they had a real good meet. As Colton Campbell ended up placing second in the pole vault, it make 13 feet that he's been pretty consistent at. Just made 12.6. Like I said, our other guys have continued to do well along the way, and we're getting geared up here for the Big Nine conference track meet on Thursday here. We're hosting in Owatonna.
The preview of that, where does Owatonna fall, and what are your feelings heading into Big Nine on Thursday?
Well, Rochester Century is going to be a real good team. They should, you know, they got a great chance to win it. Mankato West is pretty solid. Mankato East is pretty solid. We're hope to be in the top half of the conference. We're still pretty young. We've got some real good upperclassmen. And then the majority of our kids are that'll be competing are in the freshman and sophomore class. That just gets to be a little tough. So not probably the year that we're hoping to win the Big Nine, but we're hoping to win some individual events and again, challenge in the hurdles. Got a great chance to win both of those, but you'll have some good competition. Our 4x4 will finally get some good competition. Three of the top 10 teams in the state are in the Big Nine with Mankato West, Rochester Century, and Owatonna at the 4x4, so that's going to be a great relay, provided that everybody loads up their relay, and we can see if we can't still continue to run a little bit faster. We haven't really been tested by anybody this year, and we're winning that relay by sometimes 20 meters, sometimes more than that, so it'll be exciting to see if we can get somebody to actually run with us and compete, and we should see another nice time drop when we got some competition. So, looking to respective events, but as far as a team.
All right, sounds great. Phone cutting out just a little bit there at the very end, but Kevin Stelter, Owatonna High School boys track coach, I appreciate the time today, and Owatonna hosting the Big Nine this coming Thursday. Have a great time with that. Good luck.
Sounds good, Roy. Thank you.
All right, Coach Stelter for the Huskies on KRFO.